This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
On the Beat. Brought to you by Radio Kidnappers in conjunction with the New Zealand Police.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay on 104.7 FM, 1431 AM, streaming on the web at www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. It's our pleasure once again to be on the beat with Constable Deb Potter from the Hastings Police. How you going, Deb?
I'm great, thanks, Ken.
Oh, good to see you. And yeah, you've been flat out like a lizard drinking as always.
A bit like that, yes.
Now you're going to tell us about some smash and grabs and some ram raids that have been going on around Hawke's Bay.
Yes, it sort of seems at the moment that we've had, I know being in the same office as our scene of crime officers, we have had a lot of theft ex cars, unlawful takings, burglaries, ram raids and smash and grabs over the last few weeks. They have been extremely busy, and what it is pretty much a group of about four youth offenders who've been causing all the carnage all over both cities, to be fair. So it's, I guess, a reminder for us, because these youths are not being locked up. We don't have the power to do that, so they are released, unfortunately, which doesn't make our job any easier. So just a reminder for people, you know, keep your cars well locked up. If you can, keep them up a driveway behind fences. Do everything you can to prevent them from being stolen in the first place. The cars of choice at the moment are the Mazda Demios still, the Tedias, that Toyota Aquas, and I can't remember what the last one is, but there's, and you know, four cars that are being used. They'll be used in a ram raid, or they'll just be joyridden around town and then dumped somewhere. So just a timely reminder, I guess, to try and keep what you've got, you know, secure, and do all the things you can to prevent them from being stolen in the first place.
I touched on it lightly there, and I remember we've been doing this show for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And you have mentioned in the past that, for instance, if you take a couple of burglars off the scene, you arrest a couple of burglars, the burglaries are cut in half by about 50%.
Yep.
Now, nationally, everyone's crying out loud about the ram raids. Is that the same scenario? Is it the same bunch of people doing the ram raids, and then you take them off the street and they quieten down? Or
generally, but it is, I mean, like we've seen on the news recently, the trend is that they're youth. So they don't, the power is with our youths, unfortunately, and we can't, the ones we've arrested anyway, can't be kept in custody. So you're sort of getting the problem sorted, but not.
No, indeed. So there's no light at the end of the tunnel for
anyone. Not at the moment, no.
So like you say, make sure that your cars are up the drive, preferably in the garage and locked up. And even one of those cheap steering wheel locks
is
going to be a bonus,
definitely,
doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Now, recently we had a homicide right here in Hawke's Bay, and you're still looking for some information for it.
Yes, I guess it's a shout out to anyone who has information, who might have seen our victim at some point in those last few days before it. And anyone with any information, it can be left anonymously through our 105 number or through Crime Stoppers. We really would like to get some closure for the family and get our investigation, you know, some more information towards that investigation. So any information that anyone has, please, no matter how small you might think it is, it's probably going to be vitally important for our side of things. So, yeah, 105 or Crime Stoppers.
Absolutely. And on a lighter note, what is your thought for the week?
Yeah, is the opposite of out of whack in whack.
Good on you, Deb. My pleasure, as always. You look after yourself. We'll talk to you same time, same place next time.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.